Times have changed, the economy has changed, and so is higher education. It may surprise you, but the familiar stereotype, the traditional college student who leaves home to live on the campus of a four-year college or university, is now the minority. That traditional college student now represents less than 1 in 5 of all American college students. The new majority are non-traditional, or what's being called today the 21st century student. So who are these 21st century students? Nearly all of them work full or part-time, or are their families breadwinners. Many have children, are working moms, or single parents like Purdy Agnew. She's a single mom with 4 children, a high school diploma, and no job.
So I had to make a choice. What am I going to do? What can I do? Do I work a minimum wage job or do I struggle and go to school?
She chose a degree, scheduling her classes around her daughter's school days.
Hey, Brayden, go put your coat up, your backpack up.
Purdy will graduate from IUPUI in May, but with $25,000 in loans. 21st century students are often older and low income. They are also more likely to be minority, immigrant, or the first generation in their family to go to college, like Kari Morales. The daughter of immigrants, she is a first-generation student and a junior at Indiana University, one of the 13% of students nationwide who are Latino.
It's not like I go in my class every day like, oh man, I'm the only Latina here. Sometimes it does feel like that, but at others, it's, you know what, I grew up here, I was born here too. How am I different from you?
Some 21st century students are displaced workers going back to school for upskilling or retraining. Some are adults who dropped out and want to finish, and some are returning veterans, like Dan Martin, a Navy veteran who served in the first Gulf War. Like hundreds of thousands of returning veterans, Dan used the post-9/11 GI Bill. He earned his bachelor's at IUPUI.
You know, I got to go across the stage, and that was, you know, it was a huge proud moment.
These 21st century students attend community colleges, transfer, get online degrees, go to for-profit institutions, take out loans, and take longer to graduate. It's a new paradigm, both in higher education and the economy. In Indiana, college tuition and fees have grown more than 300% since 1990. Nearly two-thirds of Hoosiers graduate with college debt. Nationally, the average student debt is more than $22,000. Indiana's student debt load ranks 15th highest in the country. That's according to the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. It's an uphill climb, says Georgetown University economist Tony Carnevale.
And in many cases, the real heroes in the American system more and more are the young people without resources who work and go to school at the same time and who manage to finish. It's no longer about going to work on the loading dock at the factory and working your way up to be CEO. That doesn't happen anymore.
When they do get a degree, they'll tell you it's an accomplishment that no one can ever take away, says Ruth Kiger. At age 52, she got her bachelor's degree, her proud family in the stands watching.
To look up in the audience and see their face, I just can't tell you how that made me feel. You know, Mom did it. It's an amazing feeling.
Ivy Tech's chancellor understands. The irony is, Dr. Kay Walter was a 21st century student even before they were called that. She remembers her first day at college.
I was scared to death. No one in my family had graduated from college. I was the first one there.
She's helping build an Ivy Tech system to track success and encourage at-risk 21st century students toward degree completion.
We have to develop systems that allow us to coach those students so that they know when that football is snapped what they need to do.
I'm Dion Willis in Indianapolis.